Hello. Thank you for listening to this podcast recorded by the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology, or CIVIC. My name is Karen Anderson, and I am on the CIVIC Board of Directors. The topic of today's podcast is the CIC Facilitator Resource Kit and the CIC Support Guide for Partners and Collaborators. As part of the strategic plan implemented in 2016, CIVIC wants to focus on fostering and building partnerships with other organizations and professional development groups. CIVIC currently officially partners with the Association for Professionals in Infection Control and Epidemiology, also known as APIC, and Infection Prevention and Control Canada, also known as IPAC Canada. We work closely with these organizations, and they are avid supporters of certification in infection prevention and control. In an effort to continue to build upon this partnership, CIVIC created the CIC Facilitator Resource Toolkit. This toolkit can be used by chapter leadership, as well as other group facilitators supporting certification, to help encourage certification among the membership. At the front of this toolkit is a letter from the CIVIC Board President. This letter explains the content and uses for the toolkit. I will review the toolkit contents in this podcast. The CIC Facilitator Resource Toolkit contains a pre-scripted PowerPoint presentation that gives an overview of the CIC credential. If you open this PowerPoint, you will see that the notes section for each slide has pre-written language that you are welcome to use or edit. This presentation covers all scopes of the examination process, from how CIVIC creates the exam to what CICs do after they receive the credential to maintain their certification. The toolkit also contains two letters, which can be used by candidates considering certification to help them make certain requests. One of these letters is directed toward the candidate's supervisor to help them ask their supervisor to support their journey toward certification. It outlines the process and cost of certification and highlights some of the benefits that certification can provide, both the individual and the organization they work for. The second letter is intended to help a candidate request a foundation's financial support of their certification and corresponding study materials. Both of these letters are provided as Microsoft Word documents so that users can personalize them. Along the lines of seeking funding for the CIC examination, CIVIC has also begun creating a list of known funding resources. These are current funding options through government agencies located in the toolkit. We are hopeful that this is a growing list and encourage anyone who may know of additional funding resources to contact us at any time. For the last couple of sections of the CIC Facilitator Resource Toolkit, we looked at what other supporting groups are doing to encourage certification. We asked APIC and IPAC Canada chapters what they do to help their members become certified, and then we compiled this into a resource for users to look at and generate ideas from. When looking at what chapters were offering to their future CIC membership, we noticed that quite a few offer some form of study group. CICs are located in all corners of the world, and those that are in more remote areas may not have the studying support that others may enjoy. For this reason, we started exploring ways in which online study groups could be formed. We came up with a couple of different options which we posted as instructions in the CIC Facilitator Resource Toolkit, as well as in a webinar explanation for anyone to watch. The other new resource that I would like to discuss today is the CIC Support Guide for Partners and Collaborators. While the Facilitator Resource Toolkit is geared towards group leaders supporting certification among their members, the support guide is geared towards organizations and companies who could endorse certification on a larger scale. This support guide opens with a letter written by the Civic Board President introducing the toolkit and outlining the value that endorsing certification can bring. This is then backed up by the results of the most recent practice analysis conducted in 2014. Once you read through the practice exam results, you will see the content outline that Civic developed from the survey and how it encompasses all core competencies of a general infection control and prevention practice. Civic has also chosen to include the list of references used to write the examination. While this is publicly available in other parts of the Civic website, it is important to include here as it verifies that the content of the examination comes from reputable resources and shows organizations the tools that future CICs can use to prepare for certification. Once again, you will find the pre-scripted presentation on the CIC credential and information on how others are endorsing certification. Organizations can see the range of ways that current partners support certification. For example, IPAC Canada has issued an official statement endorsing the CIC as a measure of competency among CIPs. In addition, APIC provides educational resources and events for preparing for certification. Other organizations support CIC certification unofficially as well. Some state HAI programs have provided funding and offer educational courses to prepare for certification. These are just a few ways in which certification is supported and endorsed by outside organizations. Both of these resources are available publicly on the Civic website. We hope that listeners will look at both resources and share them. If you have any additional questions regarding the CIC Facilitator Resource Toolkit or the CIC Support Guide for Partners and Collaborators, please contact the Civic office at info@civic.org or by phone at 414-918-9796. Thank you for listening to this podcast that was produced and recorded by the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology.